If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time to check in with Dean Richards, and today's entertainment report, it's potluck, because I don't have your memo here on what you want to talk about, Dean.
Well, let me just think. I just sent it a second ago, but the really big news this morning is that Netflix has come to terms to buy Warner Brothers and HBO Max. That's a huge, huge, huge acquisition. It's said to be an $82.7 billion deal. And what effect this is going to have, I mean, it's going to be seismic, whatever it is. And I guess depending on who you talk to, it's whether or not it's positive or negative. Combining the resources of Warner Brothers and all of its holdings, and HBO with all of its holdings, with all of Netflix's holdings, you know, it's a convenient one-stop shop for everything. But like you know, so many other industries where companies gobble up other companies, there's less competition. It you know, the issue of a competitive marketplace begins to dissolve a little bit when, you know, there are things like that. So it's really way too early to tell exactly what's going to happen. It was only really just announced about an hour ago. So, but it's big news, and it is very definitely going to change entertainment, you know, and how we, you know, we get entertainment, not only for Netflix and Warner Brothers Discovery, but its competitors as well. How does anybody compete with you know, anything that big?
Netflix is already the biggest now, right? I mean, as far as movie studios go, forget the old MGM and Paramount. Yeah, Fox, it's right. All Netflix.
It's pretty much all Netflix now, yeah. And this this just makes it a bigger octopus. So, you know, it's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what it means, but one thing's for sure, our bill will be going up.
Yeah, that's well, you know, that's the other thing about, you know, when companies consolidate like this, they can easily control their pricing structure now, because there's less competition. So, you know, I'm not sure that this is such a great deal for us, the consumer, on all of this. But, you know, for all the people involved, an $82.7 billion deal is, you know, I guess is a good thing.
So before you got word about this today, what was the top entertainment story?
Well, probably, you know, just some of these end of the year kind of stories that are going on. Everybody's, you know, putting out their list of the top movies, the top songs, the top everything right now. And the latest is a pretty prestigious group. The American Film Institute has put together their list of the top motion pictures of 2025 and included, Bob, you'll be happy to know, in the top 10, Wicked for Good. It's not number one, but it's it is in the top 10. Sinners, the Michael B. Jordan movie, is in the top 10. One Battle After Another. This Jay Kelly movie that you've been talking about, the George Clooney Adam Sandler movie, is in the top 10 of the week. But the number one, according to AFI, which are all, you know, film people, the number one movie of the year is Avatar: Fire and Ash. Doesn't open in Chicago for a couple of weeks, but I have seen it. And it is spectacular. I mean, it's just absolutely, it's in 3D. And, you know, it's not like when we would go see an old Vincent Price movie in the 60s of 3D. I mean, it's just technically mind-blowing what the director James Cameron is able to do, and his vision and how he presents his vision. So I totally get it. It's 3 hours long. It's, you know, it takes you back into the world of the avatars and the Na'vi, So for, you know, right now, that's what they're saying is the best movie of the year. The AFI Best Television Programs this year, Adolescence, Andor, Death by Lightning, The Diplomat, The Lowdown, The Pit, Pluribus, Severance, The Studio, and Task. What do all these things have in common? Not one of them is on television,
yeah,
of commercial television. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, those days pretty much are over for the best programs of the year.
We've been watching Pluribus. I'm still not sure what's going on, but I seem to like it more with each episode. And I finally got around to starting The Offer, the story of The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
That is really good.
That was really interesting. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And I'm glad Jay Kelly is on the list of best movies of the year. It's my pick as the best. And it's not even going to be shown in theaters, as far as we know, right?
No, I've been trying to get some information about that. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
entertainment company in the universe.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. And normally what Netflix does is they will release a movie into theaters at least for a few weeks before the end of the year so it can be up for Oscar consideration. And if this has been in theaters, it has escaped my notice, and I don't see it anywhere in theaters coming up in the next few weeks. So I don't know if they're just going to throw in the towel and, you know, not even put this up for Oscar consideration or not.
Well, Clooney and Sandler both have an Oscar-worthy performance, I think. Jake Kelly, you got to see that.
Yep.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, I see where the people behind the counter at the Wiener Circle have been unleashed on Kevin Hart.
Well, they sort of asked for it. Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson from SNL do a sports recap show on Prime Video called Good Sports. And, you know, they're talking about the Bears and, of course, all the national attention that Ben Johnson got when he took his shirt off and all the free hot dogs at the Wiener's Circle. What they did not, I think, anticipate when they put in a Zoom call over to Wiener's Circle is what they might get back from them. Take a listen to the encounter here.
Only two or three bleeps. Not bad.
Well, yeah, that's right. There could have been a lot more, considering that it's the Wiener Circle. But so funny. So Kevin fully knows the hot dog routine here. I took him one time. He and Ice Cube were in town promoting a movie, and I took them for hot dogs. And Kevin, wanted ketchup on his hot dog. I said, that's at your own risk, my friend. You do not want to mess with the ketchup on a hot dog around here.
You know, there used to be a deli, I think it was Grand Avenue, Jerry's Deli, long gone, but Jerry was nuts, and he would be yelling at people all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And a buddy of mine and I used to go in there and just to try to set him
just
off.
Just to mess with him.
Yeah, on purpose. We get up to the head of the line, and the lines were always long to order sandwiches, and we get up to the head of the line, and Jerry'd say, you know, what do you want? And we'd say, yeah, and we'd look at the menu and say, you know what? I'm not sure. I need a little more time. And Jerry would go out of his mind. He would go out from behind the counter and start screaming, hey, these guys want more time. They don't know what they want. So you're all going to have to wait, maybe
that's
hours.
That's fantastic.
We love doing that. It was so much fun.
I think it's Gene and Jude's that they actually have signs up on their wall. Don't even think about asking for ketchup.
Yeah. I don't think they even have it in the place.
No, you have to. If you're Kevin Hart, you better bring your own bottle of ketchup with. Yeah, exactly.
No ketchup. What's on your weekend entertainment list?
Oh, we've got all kinds of things here. Let's start off with some musical entertainment, like singer Brett Eldridge. He comes to Chicago every year and does a beautiful holiday show. He's going to be at the Chicago Theater tomorrow night. We've got the 90s rockers Sister Hazel with the House of Blues Saturday and Sunday. John McLaughlin doing a Christmas show at the Park West. The Rockers Heart are at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary tomorrow night. David Foster, the composer and performer, and his wife, Catherine McPhee, doing a Christmas show at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Jay and the Americans are doing a Christmas show at the Desplaines Theater. And if you're a fan of L.A.-based singer-songwriter Dijon, he will be at the Salt Shed on Sunday. We have got, for live performances, the Joffrey Ballet's production of The Nutcracker up and running. It's at the Civic Opera House through the 28th. John C. Reilly is doing sort of this new vaudeville-type show at the Steppenwolf Theater. It's only there through Sunday. And we've got the American Blues Theater doing their It's a Wonderful Life live from Chicago, kind of telling the famous story from the movie, like an old-time radio show. It's at the American Blues Theater on Lincoln Avenue through December 28th. Jared Carmichael doing his comedy at the Den Theater starting tomorrow and running through next Thursday. John Rudnitsky is at the Improv in Schaumburg. Michael Blaustein at the Vic, and our very own Pat Tomasulo doing five shows through Saturday at Zany's in Old Town. And while we're plugging things here from the good old TV morning news, our own Larry Potash is going to be with Bill Curtis at the Museum of Broadcast Communication tomorrow afternoon. Bill has a new book out, and Larry is going to be talking to him about his life and career. You can go to museum.tv to get more info on that. If you are interested in Brookfield Zoo's Holiday Magic, it's now in its 40th year, now open through January the 4th. And I love this. It is Santa's Rockin' Lights drive-through light show, where you pack up people in your car and you drive for a mile in a certain area, 1 mile of decorated houses for you to see. This year it's on the north side of Chicago, just west of Wrigleyville. If you go to santasrockinlights.com/Chicago, you can get more information on that. We also have a couple of new movies. I was disappointed in Five Nights at Freddy's 2. Basically the same as the first movie that came out a couple of years ago. Nothing special about it. Dean's a C-, but there is an Oscar contender that's out this week called Hamnet, about William Shakespeare and his wife Agnes and their family, the happiness in their life, and then a tragedy that takes place that inspired the writing of the classic Hamlet. Hamnet is the name of it. And it's a Dean's List B+.
Got a text from somebody who saw Jay Kelly at a theater in South Carolina. So I guess in some parts of the country, it's out there.
All right. Very good.
And Dean will be on the radio here Sunday. We will be listening as always. Have a good one.
All right. Okay, bye.